Okay, so the question is, do all the bad things we experience, is it because of karma in the past?
Yes.
Because after all, there were all those women who were raped. The Japanese invaded, they raped a bunch of women. Did all those women deserve it because of bad karma in the past? So there's this one sutta in the early Buddhist texts called the Sivaka Sutta. And I recently did a little talk about it at BGF, where I'm staying, Buddhist Gem Fellowship. It's in the Samyutta Nikaya, but I can't remember the exact numbers. But Sivaka is S-I-V-A-K-A. So once it's on the BGF site, I say it in there. And now, the Buddha explains that when we make karma, okay, we have intention, we do actions based on intentions, that's us making karma. And then when we get resultants back owing to that, that's the vipaka, that's the resultants, okay, vipaka. Okay, so that's just one explanation, one possible explanation of why bad things might happen, okay? So your son here might punch your daughter in the shoulder, then, you know, tomorrow she punches him back in the shoulder. You know, it's like, you know, somebody gets back at you for what you did. So that is possible. So we would call that karma vipaka. Now, the Buddha says there's other causes of these resultants as well. It's not only karma. So sometimes we can catch diseases. So in ancient India, there were their system of medicine was like the Ayurvedic kind of Indian system. They had a way of classifying diseases. They had diseases of the bile, diseases of phlegm, diseases of the wind, and diseases which were a combination of those other three. Okay, so if we catch a disease, like some infectious disease, it's not because we deserved it. We didn't make karma to deserve that. It's just, it was contagious. And we, you know, we were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe somebody sneezed on us or whatever. And we, you know, yeah. So that's not karma vipaka there. That's just, diseases can be contagious. Okay. Then there's, for the reason of weather. Okay. So let's say it's stormy, rainy weather. We didn't necessarily deserve that stormy, rainy weather. It's just weather, okay? Like, whether we were good or bad that day, the weather was going to happen either way. It's not about us personally, okay? The weather just kind of can happen randomly like that, okay? Then there's also negligence. So let's say, you know, if somebody's bringing me a glass of water, but then they trip on the carpet, oops, and they spill the water on my robes. I didn't necessarily deserve that. I didn't maybe, you know, do something bad yesterday and now I deserve the water thrown on me today. No, they just tripped on the carpet. It's just negligence. It's just an accident. It's not my fault. Although I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But really, it's on them. They were the ones who didn't see the carpet. They tripped on it. So it's on them, not me. Okay? So there's negligence. There's also assault. Assault means like attack, okay? So sometimes when somebody attacks somebody else, they do it on purpose and they have some sort of reason. Maybe it's like a revenge thing, okay? You know, your son punches your daughter. Daughter punches the son the next day. There's a bit of a revenge thing going on there. And there is karma there. But sometimes when people, you know, let's say a military, like in your question with the Japanese, they're just attacking whoever comes their way when they came to wherever they went, you know. Their commanders just said, you know, go there and attack. And whoever you find, that's who you're attacking, you know. And if they just happen across some beautiful ladies, uh-oh, those ladies were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. So they didn't necessarily make any karma to deserve that. And it's not easy for us to know if there was some past resultant. Now, it is possible. It is possible that if we are immoral in certain ways, it's sort of like the universe eventually gets us back for it. And we get it back kind of in the same way that we gave it. And there's almost like a poetic justice that can be in that. And yeah, that is a Kama Vipaka thing. You never know. Maybe a few of those ladies who were raped actually were, you know, rapists themselves in a past life. Maybe some of them. But I don't know which ones. Okay, like I don't have the psychic powers to know this. Most people wouldn't have the psychic powers to know this. But occasionally there is something like that happening. Some, you know, comic thing happening there. And it can go across lifetimes. But it is not all. It's not necessarily always that case, okay? Yeah, so there's assault. And then finally, Kama is just one of the reasons. Okay, so there were seven reasons for the bad Vipaka, which are not your fault. And then the one reason, which, you know, was your fault, that you made Kama, making a total of eight. Okay, so this Sivaka Sutta talks about these eight things. Okay? And now, it would seem that in the Mahayana tradition of Buddhism, they seem to have this view that everything that happens to you is because you deserve it, okay? Every little thing. All of it has like these ties to the past, the karma that we made. So they lean very, very heavily on reason number eight here in the Sivaka Sutta, and they kind of ignore everything else. They have some kind of simile about butterflies and like the way, you know, the way a butterfly's wings flap, and oh, there's comic reasons for the way the air blows around or something like this. I can't remember how it went, but they like to quote this butterfly simile. Yeah. And I think that, where this view may have come from. Okay, now, I'm kind of going out on a bit of a limb here, but if I were to offer a plausible explanation around this is, like, I'm no expert in Chinese culture, but there is this concept. I was even told the name. Like, I was told the Mandarin words. There's, like, an idiomatic phrase in Mandarin, which I cannot remember. Saw it on YouTube. And there's this phrase that is used sometimes, and it kind of means like fate or destiny. And it's kind of like cosmic fate or cosmic destiny. Like it was meant to be, you know, it's as though the heavens themselves ordained this thing to happen. It was destined to happen. Okay. And there's sort of this idiomatic phrase to express that. Like maybe somebody might decide to go to a casino one day or not, whether it's like an auspicious day to go to the casino, because they want to go that day to the casino because they were fated to win that day at the casino. They were destined to win that day. It's like the heavens themselves were going to be on their side that day. you know, it's an auspicious day to go to the casino, or maybe it's not. They better not go to the casino today. They're going to lose if they go today. It's not the auspicious day to go. So this I think is a kind of a more cultural view. I wish I knew that phrase. I wrote it down and then lost the piece of paper. Yeah, but this concept doesn't really appear in Western culture. Now, if you go back in time in Western culture far enough. Okay, like this is back to like the Middle Ages. Oh yeah, the Westerners had all kinds of superstitious beliefs, okay? Tons of them. Just like any Chinese person you know who's really superstitious. The Westerners also had a bunch of superstitious beliefs. But there was kind of a moment in history where they kind of made a break from that, and they really kind of made a strong choice here. Let's quit believing in all these superstitions. And, you know, everything has to be proven clearly or we don't want to believe it. Okay. So they really made a big gamble on science. They made a big gamble on like logic and rational thought and all this stuff. So a lot of these superstitions were kind of, you know, taken out of Western culture then. It especially started around the time with, I don't know if you ever heard of this scientist Galileo. There was this Galileo famous guy in European history, and he had this telescope, and he famously noted that it is the Earth that goes around the sun. It is not the sun that goes around the Earth. So he found this out with his telescope. And this was very controversial to say this, because the Christian church at the time, they believed it's the other way around. They believed the sun goes around the earth, and they were darn sure of this. And it was even in their Bible, okay? They're like, how can you say that the sun goes around the earth? It says so right here in the Bible. Are you telling us the Bible is wrong? No, you can't say that, right? It was like a heresy to push back on the Bible and the church. So Galileo got in big trouble for this view, even though you could see through his telescope clearly that, you know, he was right. So this was a big kind of moment in Western history where, you know, they wanted to quit with all this superstition and, you know, what can we prove clearly with science? That's what we will kind of, we're going to follow the truth here, you know, no matter what. Yeah, now, arguably, now the Westerners have kind of overdone it. Maybe they've placed their bet on science a little too much here. I would say it is not wise to lean on it so hard that maybe we stop believing in, like, heavenly rebirth or devas or ghosts or hell, you know, because science has not found how to measure that yet, okay? So science wants to measure everything. Science loves to measure, you know, like how many kilometers and how many kilograms and, you know, they're all about measuring things. And if you can't measure something, then they're not convinced it exists, okay? So they cannot detect, let's say, a ghost or a deva, or at least not reliably. Every culture's got this. Every culture on earth has got this. You know, devas, ghosts, gods, demons, you know. Every culture's got this, okay? But so far, the scientists cannot, like, measure this, okay? And they might go a little too far when they say, you know, ghosts don't exist. I'm sure of it. Because we just cannot measure this. We can't see it. We can't take a picture of it, so it must not be true. And I would say, well, just because you can't measure it, you can't get a picture of it, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's just that you don't have proof yet. It's just that you don't have proof yet. And it's okay to have this position, which is like, they call it agnosticism. Agnosticism, meaning, I'm not sure yet. I don't know yet. Okay, it's a position of I don't know. And then one humbly admits that one does not know. It's like, you know, maybe there's ghosts, maybe there's not. But I just can't decide yet. I have no proof either way. Okay? Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to stray too far from your question. But, yeah, so not all those Japanese ladies deserved it, okay? In fact, probably most of them didn't deserve it. Or whatever, the whatever ladies were raped by those Japanese soldiers. Virtually all of them probably did not deserve it, okay? Yeah. Sometimes there are karmic connections. The Buddha did say in some suttas, well, there's one in particular I know of where he explained how his psychic power of being able to see devas, it developed gradually as he meditated, he cultivated the jhanas. At first, he could just see them in this fuzzy way. You know, he just saw them as kind of blobs of light. You know what I mean? He couldn't even see them clearly. There's just like these blobs of light there. And then he meditated some more. Oh, now he can see them clearly. He could actually see their shape. He could see everything about them. But he couldn't talk to them. Okay? And then after meditating longer, now he can talk to them. He developed the ability to communicate with them. And then he meditated more. And, you know, this is a gradual thing over time. Like, not just one night or one instant or whatever. No, this is gradual. And then eventually he could even have conversations where he would ask them questions, and he'd ask them, okay, what did you do in your past life to deserve to be a deva in this life? What did you do right? And usually the devas would know what they did right. What was their past karma where they deserved it? And eventually, as the Buddhist skill grew, he even could know whether he knew that deva from past lives. Did they have a past history together? Did they used to be friends together or something? And he would remember the past lives, and he would know what they did together or whatever. Like So there are suttas which talk about this. That we can have a history with other beings, let's say devas or whatever. But having said that, it is virtually never the case, at least not in the early Buddhist texts, where one of these relationships is kind of like a plot device, okay? A plot device meaning that relationship had an impact on the plot of some sutta, okay? Like it made the difference for something happening different in that sutta. There is one case that I can think of, a rare case, the sutta with Bahia in it, the Bahia Sutta. Bahia was this like wanderer. He wasn't a Buddhist monk, but he's this wanderer who lived under a tree, and he was one of these sadhus. They called him Bahia of the cloth bark. He had pieces of tree bark for his clothing. And he was very good at meditating. And he had psychic powers too. And this deva came to him and said, Bahia, I used to be your friend in a past life. And I just want to let you know, you might think you're an arhant, but no, you're actually not an arhant. You're close. But if you went and found the Buddha could help you to attain Nibbana. So then Bahia's like, oh, well, where is this Buddha? I'd like to meet him. And the deva even told him where to go. So then Bahia goes to the Buddha. So that's a rare example of a deva, you know, coming along and saying something. And that had everything to do with the plot of now this Bahia goes to meet the Buddha. Okay? That's a rare example. Okay, so the sense I get is... from reading the early Buddhist texts anyway, these karmic connections with other beings or whatever, or from past lives, yeah, they do happen, but it's fairly rare that there's some kind of plot device there. You know what I mean? Yeah. It happens once in a while. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, good question.